This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Wind power in Texas is often seen as one of the state's great success stories. It's grown so much in the last 20 years that the state now leads the country in the amount of electricity it generates from wind. Experts say that's brought the price of electricity down and helped reduce air pollution. But as KUT's Mose Bushell reports, wind is facing a lot of opposition this year at the Texas Capitol.
So let's start this off with a little history. This is the sound of a wind farm near the Texas Panhandle. If it sounds a little like an airplane, maybe it's the spinning of the huge white turbines that stretch back to the horizon on the southern plains. Farms like this are the product of a lot of planning. Starting in the 90s, state and federal governments set up subsidies to encourage wind farms. Local communities also offer them tax breaks. And most crucially, Texas built out transmission lines from places like this to urban centers like Dallas and Houston, so the electricity generated here could move across the state. And it worked.
With more active wind turbines than ever, the state recently set a new record for wind power production.
Year after year, wind production broke record.
It was enough to power 5 million homes. That's how much wind power generation there was on the Texas grid Wednesday evening.
After record.
Wind generation set a new record Sunday afternoon.
Which brings us up to now.
I, David Whitley, Secretary of State of the State of Texas, call the House of Representatives of the 86th Legislature of the State of Texas to order.
At the state capitol, lawmakers have been hearing proposals to cut subsidies for wind and solar power, and that has supporters of renewable energy getting nervous, because those subsidies are part of what's helped wind and solar become successful in Texas.
Well, what we're seeing is somewhat unprecedented.
This is Jeff Clark. He heads up the group, the Advanced Power Alliance. It's a business association that represents renewable and natural gas companies.
It is a very organized, very well-funded effort to slander renewable energy in Texas.
He says this push against renewable energy started about a year ago when an influential conservative think tank called the Texas Public Policy Foundation started traveling around the state talking to people who don't like wind and solar farms in their communities. The reasons the residents give are the same ones you'd hear from anyone who doesn't want development near their homes. Here's how George Clay, a landowner from Bowie, Texas, put it in testimony before the House State Affairs Committee.
I've recently been called a NIMBY.
That stands for not in my backyard.
Well, I'll wear that badge proudly.
But the complaint the Texas Public Policy Foundation has with solar and wind farms goes beyond how they look from your backyard. The TPPF says that renewables, or at least the incentives that have helped them grow, are bad for the state. They produced a series of studies arguing that wind subsidies are responsible for the tight electricity supply in Texas. Bill Peacock is vice president of research at the TPPF.
Wind is bringing prices down, but not in a good way. They're bringing prices down at the wrong time, just when they need to rise so that people invest, particularly during the hot summer months where we need the most electricity.
The thing is, most energy experts disagree with that.
You can make anything not look great without context.
Joshua Rhodes is a research fellow at the Energy Institute at UT Austin. He says it doesn't make sense to call for a reduction in incentives for wind and solar power without looking at the subsidies that go to fossil fuels in Texas. And he says low-cost renewable energy has, in fact, been good for Texas consumers.
The cheaper energy is, the more growth we can have in the economy, the more stuff we can build. Just because a new technology is pushing an old technology out is not a market failure. That's just the market working.
There's something else that sticks out about this debate, and those are two words that haven't come up. Climate change. I asked Rhodes why renewable energy supporters don't point out that wind and solar are necessary to fight global warming. He said, basically, that argument doesn't really win you any points at the Capitol.
I mean, I think climate change is real. We'll just get that out of the way. However, there are certain, aspects of the country that aren't ready to talk about it yet.
I put a similar question to Bill Peacock at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, which is skeptical or even dismissive of climate science.
But are you concerned about climate change?
I'm concerned about the damage that renewable energy subsidies are doing to the marketplace.
And positions like that lead a lot of critics to say that the TPPF in its energy policy work is basically an arm of the fossil fuel industry, that the group takes money from oil companies, then works to advance their interests at the Capitol.
Do you disclose who donates to the TPPF?
We're a 501c3.
So you don't have to disclose it?
We don't have to disclose it, right.
But about 8 years ago, one document was accidentally made public and published by the magazine The Texas Observer. It showed TPPF accepted a lot of money from fossil fuel companies like Koch Industries, ExxonMobil, and others. Jeffrey Clark with the Advanced Power Alliance says that doesn't surprise him. He says his biggest fear is that lawmakers will follow the TPPF's direction and make renewables ineligible for local tax incentives. If that happens, what exactly is at stake? Well, at the beginning of this story, you heard about the growth and dominance of Texas wind power. But by other metrics, the state still has a long way to go. For one thing, other states and countries run a larger portion of their electricity grid off renewables than Texas does. Research shows that means Texas could bring a lot more renewable energy online while reliably keeping lights on if it builds out wind and solar in the right places. Again, here's UT's Joshua Rhodes.
We build them in the Panhandle. We build them in West Texas. We build them down in the coast, down around Corpus Christi and down around Brownsville. So we build them all across the state.
Of course, that would be harder to accomplish if some of the ideas getting batted around at the Capitol become law. Mose Bushell, KT News.